Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the second day of the month of Sivan and the 46th day of the Omer. Today, as always, our collective hearts, thoughts, and tefillot prayers are with our brothers and sisters in Israel. We will continue to grieve for the needless and tragic loss of lives thus far in this horrible and bloody conflict. Yesterday, we listed the names and brief stories of those who have sadly perished due to this horrible crisis. Chatzei Hashem, thank God, there are no new names to share today, and may it be Hashem's will that there will be no more. We will list on this program the names of those who were killed. Yesterday on the daily call, we shared that just as our program was beginning, news had broken out that a 5-year-old child was tragically killed in Sderot. His name was Ido Abigail. Every death is terrible, especially murder. However, the death of a child is as tragic as it can be. As a father of a 5-year-old here in Boca Raton, I cannot imagine the shock, the grief, and the pain that Ido's parents must be experiencing at this moment. The list, the names of those who have given up their lives, El Kiddush Hashem, are Ido Abigail, 5 years old, Leah Yom Tov, 63, Mila Gorvitich, 52, Staff Sergeant Omar Tabib, 21, and Samia Santush, an Indian caregiver, she was 32, as well as the two innocent Israeli Arabs, father and daughter, Khalil, 52, and Nadine Ahwad, she was 16. Over 100 people have been injured, and that does not include all the emotional trauma that has been caused as the conflict continues. To date, over 1,700 rockets have been launched into southern and central Israel, including earlier today near Eilat, which is the furthest a long-range rocket has ever been launched. To put that in perspective, that's over 250 kilometers, or about 155 miles. Today, the IDF announced that 9,000 reserves have been called up to active duty, and those already active soldiers on duty with Shabbat leaves, they have now been canceled. The IDF chief of staff has alluded to the likelihood of a potential ground invasion into Gaza. I'd like to thank my sister Elisheva in Israel, who I have dubbed our program's Israeli correspondent, for helping collect and sort through all the information. Our collective heartfelt thoughts are with all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, and we pray for an easy and painless recovery for all of those in need, and we pray, of course, for lasting peace. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. I want to thank one of our wonderful daily listeners who emailed apparently for months. I have been saying /, but it is a /. So that is ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Shai Tahan of Congregation B'nai Yosef in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Tahan slowly reciting our now daily 4 chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach, the Cholem, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tahan.
Yes. Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. And thank you all. This is a big schus, obviously, and a big honor to lead this Tehillim call, and I do appreciate the privilege. We do find in this hard time some sense of chizuk in our parsha, Parshas from Midbar that we're starting right away this Shabbos, a new Sefer, and right away in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael, count the people. The Rashi tells us that every time there's some kind of crisis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks to count the people. Why is that? Rashi says, Mitoch chibatan lefanav moneh otam kol sha. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, therefore he asks us to count Klal Yisrael. He asks Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael. The question over here is obvious. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a count of Klal Yisrael? He doesn't know the amount. Why does he need to ask Moshe Rabbeinu to count the people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the number. And more than that, we found a little bit later on in the Parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to count the tribe of the Levim. Count, go and count to the tribe of the Levim. Kodesh Bnei Levi. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks him, how could I count the babies? I need to go into the tent of each and every Levi family, and that invades their privacy. I can't do that. It's not proper to go into their tent. That's what he says. That's what Rashi HaKadosh tells us. Amar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ech ani nichnas letoch olehem ladat minyan yonkehem? How could I go into their tents to know the amount of people and the babies? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asesh atah shelcha v'ani asesh sheli. Hashem told him, you go and do your part, and I'll do my part. What happened is fascinating. Halach Moshe v'amad al petach ohel. Moshe Rabbeinu stood on the tent opening. V'ashchina mekademes lefanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes inside the tent. V'as kol yoisar min ohel v'omer, kach v'kach tinoi kus yesh b'ohel zeh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes inside b'chvoido v'atzmo, and then he comes out and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is, or the bicycle comes out, this is the amount of people that are in the tent. Well, very interesting over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to go and count the people and the tribe of Levi, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says the number. So it's defeating the purpose. You could have done that initially. Why do you need to bother, so to speak, Moshe Rabbeinu? Ask him to go to the tent, count the people, and then he doesn't even do the job, and you say the number. Leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Let him sit in his and take care of his own business. And anyway, you know the number. So why do you need to have this whole process? And I think that is the message that Rashi told us in the very beginning of the parasha. Mitoch chibatan lefanav moneh otam kol sha'ar, which means, you can just imagine the scenario. Moshe Rabbeinu goes, and obviously he was surrounded by many, many people from Klal Yisrael, and he goes to a tent that belongs to one of the people of Levi. And he stands outside the tent, and everybody's there watching. And even the family that's inside are so honored by the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. But then even more than that, they feel the Shekhinah in their house. It's tangible. They can feel it. The Shekhinah comes out and screams, there's this amount of people in the house, six people in the house. So the people felt the presence of the Shekhinah HaKadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own house. And then Moshe Rabbeinu hears the number of the people, how much chizuk people get when they feel that the Shekhinah came to visit their house. They felt it, they heard it. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu outside. Each and every house has this call from Moshe Rabbeinu and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's what he says in the beginning of the parsha. Mitoch chibatan. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he loves him, he needs to know the number. No. He needs to express to us that this is the way I feel towards you. And people would feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts them and how much he loves us. And that gives us a big chizuk at the time that Rashi tells us that he counts. Moshe Rabbeinu had that order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to count the people when? Kshenaflu ba'egel, after the crisis that people were killed by the golden calf. And every time there was some kind of plague and people died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message, go count the people. Why? He knows the number of the people. The reason is to express to the nation themselves, look, there was some kind of plague. Look, there was some kind of crisis. Something terrible happened, but I'm with you. I love you. I care about you. It's not random. Everything has and reason, and I'm here with you. That's the message you can take in this very, very hard time. With this beautiful message from the Parsha and from Rashi, we like to start the Pirkei Tehillim. The first Pirkei Tehillim is Perek Kaf. Perek Kaf 20. Chapter 20. Lam naseach mizmor le David, yancha Adonai beyom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umtzion yisadeka, yizkor kol milchotecha, ve'olatecha yeda shenesela, ten lecha chilva vecha, v'chol atzatecha yemale, niranena bishuatecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yemale Adonai kol mishalotecha, אתה ידעתי, כי יושיע אדוני ושיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע, ימינו, אלב הרכב ואלב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני, אלוהינו נזכיר, הם הקרו ונפעלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני יושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קורנו. Chapter 23, כף גימל. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר, בנאות דשא ירביסני, על מי מנוחות ינעלני, נפשי ישובב, ינחני במעגלי צדק למען שמו, גם כי אלך בגייס על מוות, לא ירע כי אתה עמדי שבטך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, ישנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסר ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. We're doing chapter 121, Kuf Kaf Aleph. Shir la ma'alot, sayna el harim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, se'shamayim va'aretz, al yitain lamodag lecha, al yanum shomrecha, hine lanum ve'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yaminecha, yomam ha'shem yishlo yakeka, ve'areach ba'layla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור, צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. Chapter 130, קוף למד. שיר המעלות, ממעמקים, קראתיך אדוני, אדוני, שמע וקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות. לכל תחנוני, עם עוונות, תשמוריה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אם לך סליחה, למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. החל ישראל, אל אדוני, קים אדוני החסד, והרבה מופדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. We're going to proceed to say a blessing for those that don't feel good, those that are sick, that הקדוש ברוך הוא should send them רפואה שלמה. יהי רצון מלפניך, האל הנאמן, אב הרחמים, הרופא לכל תחלואי עמו ישראל, הקרובים אשר המוות, והמחבש מזור ותעלה לידידיו, והגואל משחת חסידיו, והמציל ממוות נפש מרודיו. אתה רופא נאמן, תשלח מרפא וארוחה, ותעלה ורופסת וחנינה וחמלה לנפש. Over here, please say the names of those that need for Shalema. לנפש לרוחם ונפשם האומללה, ולא תרד נפשם לשאולה, ותתמלא ותתמלא רחמים עליהם, לחלימם, לרפותם, לחזיקם, לחיותם, כרצון כל קרובם, ויראו לפניך זכויותיהם וצדקותיהם, ותשליך בנצולות ים כל חטאותם, נכבשו רחמיך, כעשיך מעליהם, שלח להם רפואה שלמה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ותחדש כנשר נעוריהם, תשלח להם ולכל חולי ישראל מרפא, ארוחה, מרפא, ברכה, מרפא, תרופה ותעלה, מרפא, חנינה וחמלה, מרפא, עדויים וגלויים, מרפא, רחמים ושלום וחיים, אורך ימים ושנים טובות, ויקוים בהם. ובכל חולי ישראל, מקרא שכתוב על ידי משה עבדך, ויומר, אם שמוע תשמע לכל אדוני אלוהיך, והישר בעיניו תעשה, וזנת למצותיו, ושמרת כל חוקיו, כל המחלה ששמתי במצרים, לא אשים עליך, כי אני אדוני רופאך. אמן, כן, יהי רצון. אחינו, כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצרה, ובשביה העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם והוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבול לגולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ואמרו אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kahan. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Josh Pernick of Congregation Beth Jacob in New Orleans, Louisiana. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, and Israel, a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.